Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer for Meekness by Mark Altrog, read by Leah Martin. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Matthew 5:5. To be meek is to be gentle, humble, lowly. The meek are the gentle, those who do not assert themselves over others in order to further their own agendas in their own strength, but who will nonetheless inherit the earth because they trust in God to direct the outcome of events. The ESV Study Bible notes 5 reasons meekness is worthy. The first reason we should be meek is because Jesus is. Matthew 11:29 says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." 2 Corinthians 10:1 adds, "I, Paul, myself entreat you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ." If God, the infinitely great and all-powerful one, is gentle and meek, how much more should we be? Secondly, meekness shapes the way we relate to our Christian brothers and sisters. Ephesians 4:1-3 says, "I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." We're not to fight and scrape, intimidate, or pressure our brothers and sisters to get our way. Rather, we should relate to one another with complete, all humility and gentleness. Third, meekness changes our speech. Proverbs 15:4 tells us, "A gentle tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit." The way to impart life is with a gentle tongue. The way to impart life is with a gentle tongue. Anger won't produce God's righteousness. James 1:20. Anger may intimidate others to do what we want, but it won't change their hearts. Fourth, meekness affects the way we correct opponents. We read in 2 Timothy 2:24 through 25, "And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil, correcting his opponents with gentleness. God may perhaps grant them repentance, leading to a knowledge of the truth." We can't persuade anyone by getting in their face. Yelling "murderer" at a pro-choice person won't win them to our side. Calling someone who differs with you an idiot won't persuade them that you're right. When we correct opponents, we must realize we can't change them. Only God can grant repentance. So all we need to do is gently submit our correction, then trust God to change their heart. Finally, meekness affects the way we treat people ensnared in sin. We're tempted to judge those trapped in sin. "How could you possibly do that? I would never do that." But the Bible tells us we should restore sinners gently. Galatians 6:1 says, "Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted." We are gentle when we help others who fall because we remember our own spiritual bankruptcy and sins. Each of us is capable of any sin. Remembering this will go a long way to helping us restore others gently. The world says, "Assert yourself, put yourself forward, grab, fight." The Bible says, "Be meek and you will inherit the earth." When we inherit something, we don't work for it, but receive it as a gift. God gives the meek everything they need. Those who are meek find deep contentment and joy. And someday, we will inherit the new earth. Let's pray. Father, we pray today that you would draw us into meekness. We pray that you would soften our hearts, that you would remind us of the gift of gentleness, that you would show us through Jesus how to live in love day by day. We pray that you would forgive us our sins and open our eyes and hearts to forgiveness for others in our lives. We ask that you would help us to guard our speech, that the words we say would be life-giving and glorifying to you. We're so grateful for your refining fire in our lives. In your holy name, amen.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.